And our last story in this edition of Top 5, another protest in Pakistan over the missing of several citizens whose family members say they have been held by the country's intelligence agency. The demonstrators have promised to continue their protests until the government in Islamabad secures the release of their loved ones. Press News' Javed Rana reports from Islamabad.
Months before last year's general elections, Nawaz Sharif, the then opposition leader, joined protest by families of thousands of missing Pakistani citizens. He pledged to secure their release from the custody of military-run powerful intelligence agencies.
Those who would not support these victim families must be exposed before the people. This means they are hands in glove with the hidden forces who are kidnapping our citizens.
This is what happened with the victim families almost a year after Nawaz Sharif became Prime Minister of Pakistan. The victim families were brutalized when they started a protest against army-run intelligence network such as ISI and MI for allegedly kidnapping, torturing and killing their relatives under the cover of so-called war on terror. In most of the cases, intelligence agencies have refused to inform families and even courts and government about the whereabouts and charges against the missing citizens.
More than 10 years ago, they picked up so many people, and maybe some of them are not in their control anymore. They have obtained dollars, bounties for them, and they might not be detained in Pakistan. They might be in Afghanistan or in any of the CIA's torture cells abroad, or they might be in any of the warships which are standing in the waters.
The courts are not willing to take on powerful military and intelligence establishment despite evidence showing their involvement in thousands of cases of enforced disappearances. The government doesn't want to be pitted against the army and instead trying to appease it after putting former military dictator General Pervez Musharraf on high treason charges. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.